We live in a media-saturated world. I think it's completely unrealistic to tell parents you can't let your child watch TV before the age of two. So my idea is you take a different approach. You say, how can we make the programs on television, the DVDs that are sold for infants, much more based on what we know about the science of child development? There's a huge emotional reaction to television for infants. I think it's wrong. So let me just give you one example. The visual system of a young infant is attracted by movement. Most TV programs have everything happen in the center of the TV. That's not good. But if you have the baby track something across the screen, it disappears and might reappear somewhere else. The baby's moving its eyes around, making anticipations. If you present something upside down, the baby has to reconstruct it by mentally turning it the right way up, etc., etc. So if we bring in what we know about child development, we can make brilliant TV programs, brilliant DVDs, and part of the day could be spent looking at that. Of course, we also want mother-child and father-child interaction. Not denying any of that. I'm just saying they're going to be put in front of TV sometimes. Let's at least make the programs really good. For a very young child, a book is not very useful. They can't make the figure-ground separation. The book is static. If you watch young babies with books, what they like is the sound of the pages turning. So really young children, the book is not stimulating the visual system. But you use the book for naming and so forth. But why not stimulate the system with something that's moving, that they're tracking? I'm not saying the screen should replace the rest. I'm just saying it's part of our lives, so let's do it properly.